Ender slipped slowly through the gate, oriented himself so the enemy's gate was down, and drifted slowly eastward to a corner where he wouldn't be noticed. He even fired at his own legs to hold them in the kneeling position that offered him the best protection. He looked to any casual glance like another frozen soldier who had drifted helplessly out of the battle. With Salamander Army waiting abjectly for destruction, Leopard obligingly destroyed them. When Salamander finally stopped firing, Leopard had 9 boys left. They formed up and started to open the Salamander gate. Ender aimed carefully with a straight arm, as Petra had taught him. Before anyone knew what was happening, he froze 3 of the soldiers who were about to press their helmets against the lighted corners of the door. Then some of the others spotted him and fired, but at first they hit only his already frozen legs. It gave him time to get the last 2 men at the gate. Leopard had only 4 men left unfrozen when Ender was finally hit in the arm and disabled. The game was a draw, and they never had hit him in the body. Paul Slattery was furious, but there had been nothing unfair about it. Everyone in Leopard Army assumed that it had been a strategy of Bonzo's to leave a man till the last minute. It didn't occur to them that little Ender had fired against orders. But Salamander Army knew. Bonzo knew. And Ender could see from the way his commander looked at him that Bonzo hated him for rescuing him from total defeat. "I don't care," Ender told himself. "It will just make me easier to trade away, and in the meantime, you won't drop so far in the standings. Just trade me. I've learned all I'm ever going to learn from you. How to fail with style. That's all you know, Bonzo. What have I learned so far?" Ender listed things in his mind as he undressed by his bunk. "The enemy's gate is down. Use my legs as a shield in battle. A small reserve held back until the end of the game can be decisive. And soldiers can sometimes make decisions that are smarter than the orders they've been given." Naked, he was about to climb into bed when Bonzo came toward him, his face hard and set. "I have seen Peter like this," thought Ender, silent with murder in his eye. "But Bonzo is not Peter. Bonzo has more fear." "Wigan, I finally traded you. I was able to persuade Rat Army that your incredible place on the efficiency list is more than an accident. You go over there tomorrow." "Thank you, sir," Ender said. Perhaps he sounded too grateful. Suddenly, Bonzo swung at him, caught his jaw with a vicious, open-handed slap. It knocked Ender sideways into his bunk, and he almost fell. Then Bonzo slugged him hard in the stomach. Ender dropped to his knees. "You disobeyed me," Bonzo said, loudly for all to hear. "No good soldier ever disobeys." Even as he cried from the pain, Ender could not help but take vengeful pleasure in the murmurs he heard rising through the barracks. "You fool, Bonzo. You aren't enforcing discipline, you're destroying it. They know I turned defeat into a draw, and now they see how you repay me. You made yourself look stupid in front of everyone. What is your discipline worth now?" The next day, Ender told Petra that for her sake the shooting practice in the morning would have to end. Bonzo didn't need anything that looked like a challenge now, and so she'd better stay clear of Ender for a while. She understood perfectly. "Besides," she said, "you're as close to being a good shot as you'll ever be." He left his desk and flash suit in the locker. He would wear his Salamander uniform until he could get to the commissary and change it for the brown and black of Rat. He had brought no possessions with him. He would take none away. There were none to have. Everything of value was in the school computer or his own head and hands. He used one of the public desks in the game room to register for an Earth Gravity personal combat course during the hour immediately after breakfast. He didn't plan to get vengeance on Bonzo for hitting him, but he did intend that no one would be able to do that to him again.